This is Somewhere and Elsewhere, a Coastal Carolina arts podcast by Shoresides. We share and uncover stories from the artists that call Coastal North Carolina home. I am your host, Brittany Smith. Today, we have Miss Rakaya.
Hello,
everyone. The Miss Supreme Rakaya. You are supreme, and I'm gonna stick by that story. She is a Greenville, North Carolina-based artist. She has a BFA in graphic design, but your main output is painting, correct?
Yes. So I went to school for graphic design. My senior year, 2015, I took a painting class and just fell in love with it. And I kind of do that more so. I still dabble in graphic design, but I mainly paint because that's where it's at. Like, that's where I feel most at peace.
Okay. So just start by, I've never actually been to Greenville, and I know it's not that far away from me. So, like, what is the, you know, being, like, I'm a true, like, New Yorker to my soul. So, like, what's the art scene like in Greenville?
So I'm just now getting into the realm of being an artist in the art scene. Beforehand, I worked for the art council here. So I had I was learning a lot of knowledge as far as like the art community and like resources and things that the arts, you know, have to offer as far as North Carolina altogether. So I'm still like trying to find my way in the realm because I'm still like new to being like an artist, you know? But for the most part, like it's growing, it's really budding. It's a lot of things popping up, a lot of small communities that are kind of like popping up and starting to connect. But we're going to be on the up and up. We're already there, but you're going to see more of Greenville. I can most definitely see that. There's amazing artists here, whether that be like visual artists or performing artists. There's some really dope people here.
I'm going to take your word for it because I was just looking through your work, like looking on your Instagram and then looking on the website. And I was like, okay. Like a little something, just like sprinkling. I was like, okay, so I just got into a new house, so I'm like, I'm about to fill these walls up.
Yeah,
like,
commissions are always open. That's something I'm kind of like learning. Like, I used to like run away from commissions, but honestly, when I connect with somebody, it's easier to do those commissions. It makes it a lot, you know, a lot easier. It's funner, especially like with music artists. I feel like I kind of connect to music artists and just a music lover, a music connoisseur is what I like to call myself. Like, I love all, like, genres of music. So when I meet artists who can, and you would be one of those artists, actually, like a poet, like somebody who can, like, take my feelings and, you know, all the thoughts that are going in my head, but I necessarily not have the words for them and, like, put it out there in the universe. And I'm like, oh, I felt that. That was me, but I didn't know how to say that. I'm learning to like really appreciate commissions, especially like when I get to know a person or like I vibe with them.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. I actually used to do sketch artistry when I lived up north, and I did a couple murals, a couple mural projects in the city. And I don't know why. I think like I just kind of realized like words, like you said, it was just like, that was where my heart was. It's just like putting it down on the paper, and I really stuck to it. And I used to do shows where like, you know, people would paint based off of me doing like a freestyle or something like that. And it was just always amazing to me. Like, how did you even figure out the color? Like, how did you do all of that so fast? And it's just like, whoa, it's a lot happening here. Yeah, like, how did you put my soul onto the canvas? How we do that? So, you know, you said that your main medium is painting, and you like to kind of like intertwine it with, you know, your self-healing. And tell me a little bit about that.
So I also, my painting is traditional painting. So I paint with acrylic, gouache. I do dab in oil. haven't done that since college, but it's something that's like on my list to do. And then I'm digital painting, so I'll grab my iPad and I paint up there. When it comes to like my art and then like my healing process, you know, life is life and you go through traumas and stuff like that. So you kind of have doubts about like your capabilities, especially when it comes to like your creativity, because you see you're consuming it and you see it so often. So like I will have like a lot of self-doubt and then like, you know, life traumas or whatever, it kind of like impact me how I felt or connected to my art. So like right now I'm just getting back into the rhythm of like what it is to be an artist for Rakaya, because I genuinely don't know. Kind of like there's been a moment where I've disconnected to myself and I'm, you know, for some years I was kind of just like creating stuff just randomly, but like now I'm trying to be a little bit more intentional with that process. Even like to the setup of me painting, because some days I don't feel like being creative, and that's something that I struggled with, like of not doing something for the day when, you know, like you got to be out here getting it, because you don't have, you have time, but you don't have like the time that you think. So like learning to just like let go and just understand like you're not going to always feel like creating. So that was something that I had to kind of like maneuver through and handle and just be okay with not doing stuff. But now I do like a lot of mental landscaping when I have those days. So that kind of helps, like I'm just thinking about a project, or maybe I need to go out and connect with other people, like other artists, to kind of like get my energy back up or flowing. I also do like a lot of yoga, and that's something that's kind of been like on and off for the last 4 years. And I, this COVID happened, so I jumped back into it a little bit more, you know, frequently. And that just kind of gives me like some type of stillness, but not really, if that makes sense, because, you know, I'm still thinking about what's going on, but like there's just like a moment to like breathe. So again, like setting, I'm all over the place, but like, so when I'm going into like creating something, I set the vibes, like I got incense going, you know, like I done sprayed the air with a bunch of smell goods, you know, like I done saged myself, saged the space. Get a playlist. I always said I love music, so like music plays a major part in like how I'm gonna be moving through the day, like how I'm gonna take that time to create. But yeah, it's mainly like setting the vibes. There's a lot of like pre-steps before you actually get to paint, because I'll spend my morning like 3 hours just prepping myself to get to the studio to actually paint, and then I'm like, okay, that's all I needed, you know, just to plan ahead of time. You know, Wusai, get everything at ease.
Like Wusai.
Yeah.
Like, no, I definitely can relate to that. I just recently did a show with a dear friend, and I did a piece that I wrote like last year sometime, and it was after a protest. And I was so angry because like people kept coming up to me and they were like, you know, have you done anything? Have you written anything? And I was like, no, I've been focused on what's going on.
Yeah.
And they were just like, well, you need to write. And it was just like all this pressure. And I did the piece and I'm just like, yo, like, you know, people don't understand, like, no matter what your medium is, like a creator, that your art is always coming from a deeply rooted place. Like usually it's coming from some sort of trauma and how you found some sort of empowerment in that trauma. And it's like, sometimes I think as a creator, we get so stuck on creating and trying to entertain people that we tend to forget about ourselves and forget to like, hey, this is trauma, and maybe I do need to paint about it, maybe I do need to sing, or I do need to write about it, but I need to process this first.
Yeah,
like I need to set my own mood. I need to make sure that I'm in a space so that whatever it is I'm trying to convey to you, I get that point across. And I think sometimes when people aren't creators, they're just looking for the entertainment, they're just looking for something to be able to say, hey, you know, I like this, or this is beautiful, or that was deep. And it's like, just give me my moment to be me and get back in touch with me. You know, like, because 20 was a hell of a year.
It was.
It was a hell of a year. And I'm just like, let me process this. But
And it's a lot. I seen a Instagram post that was just like, stop creating for the algorithm. And I was like, wow. Yeah, because people do that. And then like when you see, you know, other creators who are just like constantly in tune to the internet and like always posting, you know, and I'm like a person who's like, I don't really care to be on social media, but for my craft, I know I have to be. But like, I don't create for the algorithm because sometimes I want to, you know, I don't want to create for myself at times because, you know, I'm dealing with stuff or I'm going through something and trying to figure it out. And that's another thing, like, you know, how you're saying like your energy. I don't know about you, but like when I create something or I'm in the process of creating something, I get tired. I get drained.
I'm exhausted. And
I go to sleep. I go to sleep. I can go bust my butt for 8 hours painting. And even sometimes 2 hours just painting. I have to go take a nap because mentally I'd have tapped out. Like, you know, like I'm tired. So to deal with all the outside world and then still have to like come back to your craft because that's your passion and, you know, you love it and, you know, you're trying to work through it and create it. Like that's a whole process in itself.
It's sometimes people don't, I don't think people realize like it can be mentally exhausted from trying to put your time and your effort into your craft. Sometimes is worse than getting jumped on the street. Like it's exhausting. And it's like, whoa, I really need to just kind of like pull myself back together. And I need to go back. And that's why I don't really try to tell, I don't really ever say like, oh, I'm trying to find my muse. Like when I get to a point and I'm just like, I can't create anything right now. It's not coming to me. I always take that as like God just telling me, okay, you just have to be still right now. Yeah. You just got to learn how to like be with you. Cause sometimes, like I said, like we get so consumed with trying to create that we forget ourselves and that it ends up not being fair to ourselves. Cause we're not at our best. We're, you know, we're not putting out our best work. So definitely, I mean, would you say that you have any other like big challenges in being a painter?
Not in particular, like to painting, I guess more so an artist and an individual. My struggle as an artist in the last few years has just kind of been one, feeling like, am I good enough? Even though I know, like, I'm good, you know, like, I'm good, but I still, like, question that or I'm doubting that. And it's kind of, like, finding that confidence. And then also, like, for me, my background is graphic design. That's completely different from, like, my painting style or painting in general. So, like, trying to figure out the words or the expression of myself as a painter because I haven't had to have the vocabulary or the words, you know, to classify myself as a painter. So this is something that's new for me. I've only been like, in this past year, it's only been a year of like not working and just doing my art full time. I'm blessed because it's worked out, you know. But that in itself is just like, tax time came around. It's like, girl, you made a lot of mistakes this year. So now I know, like,
you started looking at them numbers, yeah, and you was like, hold on, wait a minute. Something's not right. Something not adding up.
Yeah. So like now I had to like take a step back, kind of like, okay, you had goals last year. What did you complete? You know, you got to figure it out. If this is something that you really want to do, you know, you got to make sure you're doing it the right way. And I most definitely, my first year, it was wrong, you know, mistake learned. I learned a lot. So like now I know how to kind of continue on and, you know, figure things out as far as like my art. But it's really just being a solid artist or what I think is a solid artist, because I know that varies person to person. And just kind of like trying to figure out what it is that I want, because now I know like I'm a painter. That's, you know, that's my title. I'm an artist. I'm a creator. I'm comfortable saying those things about myself, and I wasn't comfortable saying those before. So now it's like making it official and finding all the vocabulary to like describe myself or like what it is that I want to do. And like, you know, do I want to be a muralist? You know, do I want to be a traveling artist? I want to be a traveling artist, to be honest. I just want to kind of like have a home base, but go dip to different countries and states, you know, for a month or two and then come back home. So those were like my challenges of just trying to figure out like, who is Rakaia as an artist and what does that look like?
Yeah, and I definitely want to touch on like what you said at the beginning, like trying to find the vocabulary for it, you know, because that's something that I struggled with. Like, I have a lot to say and I want people to hear it, but trying to find the words. And, you know, because me, I'm, you know, I'm multilingual and I'm really into wordplay. So as a writer, I found myself, you know, like using what some would say a big word. And then I'm like sitting there riddled with all this anxiety because that one word was like the punchline of an entire phrase. And then, and it's like when you're on stage and you're doing a spoken word piece, you only get one shot. And so it's like, I'm saying it and I'm like, wait, did that go over their head? I hope they got it. Did they at least go back and Google what that meant? Like, and sometimes I just find myself like just bogged down with so much anxiety. And then like, you know, people that I've known for years and they're just like, Brittany, you know, your work is incredible. Or they'll see videos and they're just like, you're so good. You're so dynamic. You're this, you're that. And it's like, sometimes it's still hard for me to take that in because I really think people forget like, your art is your trauma. You're like that. It's literally me putting myself naked out there, you know, for other people to look at, for them to judge, for them to love, for them to hate. And so it's always weird when somebody is coming back and they're like, yo, you're saying something so deep, or that was such a beautiful piece. And I'm just like, okay. But I think I'm getting better. I think I'm getting better with like trying to do the self-affirmation thing, because sometimes like I'll create something and then I'll be like, hey, can you listen to this? Or can you look at this? And they'll be like, what you want me to do with this? What you thought I was going to tell you to change? And I'm like, I'm like, do you think it's okay? And they're like, man, get out my face. Like, what you talking about? Like, get out of here with that.
And it's so funny because
I think it's just being stuck on that, especially like, you know, I don't know how you grew up, but I know I grew up with like a lot of kind of on my head, and it was, and not really having that affirmation. So I think like really getting into my passion and my craft is learning how to affirm yourself and remember like, yeah, you are dope. Like your work, it speaks for itself. Like you don't have to be anything other. But I want to get into, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just going to say, but the affirmations, one thing that I've kind of like practiced is like when I get a compliment about my art, I just repeat whatever that compliment was like 3 times to myself. And that's kind of how like I've been getting a little bit more confident about like my work or myself in general. Like if somebody's handing me off a compliment, even though they're hard to take, I'm like, just say it 3 times. So, you know, you get it. You understand it. Like you, it resonates with yourself. So that's something I've been practicing.
Yeah. Cause like when people be like, oh, well, you know, like when people introduce me and they're like, oh, well, Brittany, she's an artist. And I'll be like, what? I'd be putting words and stuff on paper and all that. And they're like, nah, you're an artist. And I'll be like, oh, okay. Right. Yikes.
The purest form of art. For real.
But I want to get into this phenomenal studio that is the Art Lab that you are working with.
All right. So the Art Lab is like an incubator space where it houses artists. And so it's under Emerge Gallery and Art Center, or the Art Council of Pitt. And it's also partnered with the Time for Science in the city of Greenville. So it's pretty much an application process where you apply, and then they approve the artist in, and each artist has up to 3 years to be in the space, or 1, 2, 3 years. So I applied last year, and initially didn't get in, but another person like decided to back out because of COVID, which, you know, I was like, it works in my favor because I was like, I need the studio space. Since being here, honestly, it has really pushed like my time and like my organization of my time, far as like how I go about creating. When we first got in here, so I came in August, so I'll be here for another year and then I'll have to apply again. So it's pretty much house in the studio space. We can make it whatever we want in the, you know, the given space. I pretty much just have like my desk, easels, just storage space. But since being here, like Monday through Friday, I'm, you know, in here at least from 12 or 1 to 5:30. I try to make sure that I'm spending some time, even if I don't like have anything that I need to do. Just try to come in and create or just be in a space, because sometimes just being in a space kind of triggers like some flow of energy. Before I had to work at home, and that's not fun, you know, like having a space, because I'm the type of person, like if I'm sitting on the couch, I'm going to go to the refrigerator a few times. I'm going to like watch YouTube, Netflix.
What yeah. You're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. So it most definitely has helped like with that flow of just making sure like, all right, you say you want to be an artist. How bad do you really want to, you know, do it? Cause you got to get out the bed and do what you got to do and get your butt down here and do something. So, it has just, I'm so grateful. That's all I can say. I'm super grateful to be in this space. Cause like working at an art council, I would meet a bunch of artists in like Pitt area. But I never had like the opportunity to like be on the other end of that. So now that I am, I'm like, it's exactly what I need. And now I know I don't really want to do anything else. I know that for sure, that I, I just want to do this.
It's always amazing how, it's always like we run into purpose on accident. I think that's why I always tell like artists, like, you don't have to have it all together and you don't have to have it under control. Like, you know, most artists will tell you, I'm crazy, or I'm not right, I'm not stable. And you get kind of the same answer from a creator. And I think that's the beautiful part of it, is because I think a lot of us spend so much time running in different directions, trying to figure out what we're going to do, how are we going to make money, how are we going to feed our kids, how are we going to feed ourselves and all this stuff. And then we just kind of bump into it. We just kind of like smack into it. And then it's like our entire lives change, our perspective changes. And we find ourselves happy. Like just finding ourselves genuinely happy. Like, whoa, I did, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I didn't see myself here, but I'm here. I work so hard. And sometimes it doesn't even feel real.
Yeah.
like, is that the space you're in right now? Like, does it feel tangible?
Yeah, it's so weird when something's so close and you and like I said, so I made goals last year, and last week I looked back at those goals and I probably had like 20 things on the goal list and 15 of them I accomplished, and like having a studio space was one of them, and I was just like, yo, that's so dope. And then it was like getting into other galleries, being in the artist space and vending at different, you know, venues to sell my art, and like all of these things happen, and I'm just like, I didn't even realize, like, I've been going this, you know, this whole year up to now, like, not even, like, acknowledging or knowing that, like, everything you wanted, you manifested, like, without a doubt. Like, right. It's here. And it is weird because I'm like, well, shoot, then let me just dream bigger, right? Bigger goals. Like, let me be out here, because obviously anything that I'm thinking, I most definitely can make it my reality. So, like, if this is all it takes, then I'm most definitely, like, it's here. I want more, but it's here. It is most definitely is here. It's like right there at the end of the road. And I'm here.
I think like I can definitely relate to that, because I remember, you know, I know like everybody going into 2020 and they had like all these goals and, you know, had all these beautifully put together vision boards. I was one of them. And I remember, you know, like when I graduated in 2019, like I remember when I left, you know, I had some people that were just like, write it down. And I know for me, you know, like just, you know, using scripture and really applying it to my life, like write it and make it plain, like this is what you want. And it can't put itself out into the atmosphere until you speak it or until you write it. And I started a prayer wall, and I put down certain things that I wanted, and I dated them, because I was like, you know, Brittany, you got to start holding yourself accountable, because right now there's no one else around you doing it for you. And last year, it's like the beginning of the year, my entire world came crashing down. And I was just like, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but it's going to get done. And literally things that I had been kind of begging for and crying for and fighting for the last like 13, 14 years of my life, suddenly it happened within a year. And I'm sitting here and I'm just looking, like I'm going back and looking at some of those like things that I wrote down and I'm just like, whoa. You know, I know like some people say sometimes it takes you 10 years just to get the 1 year that'll change your life. You know, I know it last year sucked for a lot of people, but for me, it really was a blessing. And I'm just like, okay, so I fought hell and high water to get that. And I made it out with a few extra muscles. All right, so we're going to keep going. Like, okay, I'm up the ante a little bit. Yeah, like I'm up the ante a little bit. Because I got a little fire behind me.
Right.
But.
No, I feel that.
But so just to try and finish up real quick, since you are a, you know, Black female artist, and we know a lot of times, like, we just don't get the props that we need, what would you say to anybody that's behind you, in front of you, next to you, that's watching, that you don't even know is watching you?
Okay. So I most definitely would say, find your tribe, like, find your tribe, because that most definitely impacts your movements and how you think and how you'll progress to, like, you know, those major goals. If you have that tribe that's on the same frequency as you, then you most definitely will be able to elevate to any space that you want. I could say, like, don't have self-doubt, but, like, that's kind of, like, that's a tricky one, but, like, learn to, you know, like, learn how to deal with your own self-doubt, find ways to, like you said, affirm yourself and believe in yourself, because at the end of the day, like, it really is just you. You'll have a team behind you, but it really is just you, and, like, you can literally make anything happen, especially, like, with today, like, everything just moves so fast. It takes just 1-2 seconds of anything to can make somebody like rich, and not just like monetary rich, but like rich in many ways. Like, it just takes 2 seconds. So, like, whatever you want to do, just go out and do it. To my future kids, my whole thing is like, knowing what I know now, like, if I see my child is like leaning towards anything, I'm going to be like, oh, you need this, you need this, we're going to get this for you, because whatever it is that you want to do, like, you most definitely can do it, and you can be the best at it, because there's a million people you could say that are doing the same thing, but, like, there's only one you. And, like, that's something that I'm, like, learning. Like, I'm the only Rakiya. It's rare that I, like, run into Rakiya, and, like, that's now just registering to me. Like, you're the only one. There can never be another you. Like, there's never going to be somebody that feels the way you feel or goes through the trauma that you go through. So only you can, like, put your energy out in the universe and make sure, like, you're resonating with the people that you need to resonate with. Being true to yourself, that's major. You know, just stay as true to yourself as much as you can, because, like, the world's going to always change. You're going to always feel like you need to be different or alter yourself to fit into different, you know, communities. But that goes back to finding your tribe, because your tribe's not going to, like, that's not going to be an issue for them.
Yeah. I know my father used to say all the time, you know, you hang around broke people, all they're going to do is teach you how to be broke.
Right.
That's it. Like, you, so I'll be trying to find friends that got boats, and
right.
I'm like, how you get this? Like, that's what I'll be trying to do.
Right.
But yeah, definitely. Be like, you know, how you said, like, just being true to yourself, because, you know, as an artist, like, I don't want my work to look like yours, because you already got work that looks like yours. So why do I need to come back and try to copy and bite off your style? Like, exactly. I need to do me, so that when somebody looks at my work, they can say, oh yeah, I know that's a Britney original. I know that's a Rakiya original. And right. We, you know, I think sometimes people try so hard to copy off of other people's stuff because they feel like we can't all win and be in the same space.
And that's so weird to me. Back in, like, high school, I would say maybe I had some, like, envious ways, but, like, it's weird to me to compete with anybody, because I feel like we're all just trying to be better humans. So, like, whatever I'm lacking in, I should look to you as like, that's something that can help me elevate myself. And I shouldn't look to you as like a competition. Like, yeah, that's so weird. People are weird sometimes.
and I know it's hard. I know it's very difficult, especially being women of color. Yeah. I think just because we've been held back in so many other areas that it's like when we finally get our chance, we're looking at all the other women of color around us and we're trying to, you know, pull them right down and see how I can get ahead. And it's like, and I'm learning that myself, you know, like I don't have to do that. I don't have to knock your crown off in order for mine to glisten. Like, I don't have to do all that. But I appreciate you so much.
I'm so grateful. This is my first interview. Like,
girl, you finna be famous. And I hope that we like become best friends because I'm like, why didn't I know that this beautiful woman existed? Oh my God.
Nah, I love your energy. Like, everything about you is just like, it's just hitting me. I love it.
Girl, I'll be trying.
I appreciate
that. But you definitely take care, and I hope to see your name again, and I hope to see your work again, and just keep being your genuine, authentic self.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
And we
bye.
You've been listening to Somewhere and Elsewhere by Shoresides. Know of any artists you think we should cover? Contact us by email info@shoresides.org or visit shoresides.org to learn more about our work. I'm Brittany Smith, and thank you for listening.